Every month, we talk to Richard Campanella, the professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture, writes a cityscapes column for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. He's been tracing various styles of architecture as they've moved through and influenced the city. And now, after talking about modernism, there is inevitably what comes after that, which is
postmodernism and historical revival, some people call New Orleans revival or neo-traditionalism.
And you're really talking about a time in New Orleans where the city stopped taking on these sleek modern styles and said, you know what, we like the past better.
And this was a first. Going back to colonial times, the record shows that New Orleanians eagerly ingested new design thinking. And so the 40s, 50s, 60s into the early 70s was sort of a heyday for the international style and sleek, clean lines and flat roofs and kind of horizontal massing, to the point that Mayor Morrison reconstituted all of city government in an entire new complex that was emphatically modernistic.
So we had the mayor moving city government over to this area on Loyola that you compare to Brasilia, the new capital in Brazil, and just a completely different look, sort of a break with the past. But the city as a whole takes a very different turn, architecturally, aesthetically speaking.
This was over the course of the, let's call it the long 1970s, from the late 60s and into the early 80s. So what happened? What changed? And there are a number of theories here. Some argue that the modernist styles were flat out ugly. Others saw that it was a fashion whose time had come and gone, like so many others before it. Others that it was almost too radical a leap from previous ones. My personal theory to explain why the average New Orleanian pushed aside contemporary styles and started embracing revived historical ones is that this rejection coincided with a perception that there was a downward turn in the arc of the city's destiny. New Orleans had long been the largest city in the South, at one point the third largest in the nation, but then there was the beginning of a precipitous drop in population with white flight, divestment from the urban core, a lowering tax base, which exacerbated some of the social and structural woes, an increase in crime and blight in the urban core, containerization wiped away a lot of port jobs, the oil bust, which had the effect of loss of numerous oil and gas jobs, but also the relocation of a lot of white-collar oil and gas jobs back to, of all cities, rival Houston, which was now the largest city in the region. This was a bleak era, and I think many New Orleanians sought for some inspiration through this and did so by looking back on their history, which is usually a healthy thing, and finding that one thing that they could really be proud of was their spectacular built environment.
So people would look around and say, well, what do we like here? We like the old buildings. Let's do more of that.
Right. In other words, there was a loss in confidence about the future that led to a grasping of the past as a source of inspiration, which again I think is a healthy thing, but also as a source of solace and refuge, which one could argue is an unhealthy thing.
So what did that look like when we're talking about, for instance, residential architecture?
New Orleans looked like old New Orleans, old with an E at the end. It didn't have an intellectual argument behind it. It was driven by nostalgia. So you start to see more and more of this in the 80s and 1990s. You know, if you drove in southeastern Louisiana in the 1990s, say between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, you would have seen new subdivisions going up in the areas around the Bluebonnet area and Gonzales. And unlike the subdivisions you would have seen a couple of decades earlier, which were mostly ranch houses, now you would be seeing steeped, hipped roofs in the old Creole style. You would be seeing kind of Victorian turrets and some gingerbread and things like that.
And so basically then that gets us into the 2000s, and then Katrina hits, and there's this big moment for New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana to reinvent itself, but doesn't really go that way.
It was this amazing experiment that would finally reveal what New Orleanians in the aggregate really want in their architecture. And they answered the question, for better or worse. I did a study using a representative sampling of over 6,000 new building permits that were issued and acted upon by the City of New Orleans between 2005 and 2012. We took a representative sample of 333 of those new houses, inspected every one, and judged on a sliding scale the degree to which they represented contemporary thinking in architecture, in other words, small M modernism, across to the other extreme where they were emphatically historical revival, shotgun houses, Creole cottages, Victorian gingerbread. And the results were that for every one contemporary new house built since Katrina, there were 14 that were historical revival to some degree, oftentimes very strong.
So this disaster hits the city. We have a need to rebuild and build many new homes. And at a moment when New Orleans could choose to embrace something contemporary, instead pastiche styles are chosen. So people, it seems, wanted to live in a house that looked like a Creole cottage, a Victorian shotgun, something like that. But you also point out that this is just how they look on the outside. On the inside, it's nothing to do with the past.
That's right. The appeal is only skin deep. We're talking about the facades here, and it was just using the exteriors that we judge them on the, stylistically. But facades matter because facades are the way that the design communicates a certain message to people in the streetscape. It's the part of the building that opines to the rest of the world as to what sort of design thinking the city is embracing. So it is significant.
Yeah, it's the clothes you're wearing, basically.
Exactly.
Richard Campanella, professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and thank you.